The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Inspiration.
I can do anything.
Education.
Let's do this.
And application.
Oh boy, this is gonna be good.
Welcome to Like It Matters Radio, keeping us out of the water hazard with some truth therapy and teeing up solutions for today's big issues. Here's your life caddy, Mr. Scott V. Black.
So welcome to the world of Mr. Black.
Wow.
Welcome to the world of Mr. Black, and yes, I am he, and you are you, and the time is now for Like It Matters Radio, a place where we can all be under construction. You know, we're going to be a little bit better today than yesterday, a little bit better tomorrow than today, and I want to thank you for the investment of your time. It is the most special of all commodities, because it can be the rarest of all commodities.
Thank you.
You know, we can replace everything else, but the one thing we can never replace is our time. We talk about it all the time. We can get a new spouse. We can get new children, right? Remember Job? We can get a new business. We can get a new home. We can get a new present, hopefully quickly, soon. We can get a lot of new things. We can get a new heart. You can get a new face nowadays. You can get a new computer. But you might not be able to get a new radio programmer like me. Well, maybe you can. Who knows? But the one thing we can never replace is time.
Not going to do it.
Because we serve an omnipotent God. And you know what omnipotent means, right? All powerful. And because he's all powerful, he's also all knowing, omniscient. And God knows everything. God cannot learn. What does that mean to you and I? That means before we were even a cell, before we were even a thought, our first day and our last day were already laid out.
Wow.
So it's already been pre-programmed. We got so much time, and if you don't spend it, you lose it, you can't carry it over, and you can't take it with you.
Whoops.
It's to be used here. Yep. And so today, we are talking about Chunky. No, I'm not talking about my COVID weight. No, it's not a statement, as John said, about what I look like today. It's not that at all. But it is, I love to play with words. Those that know me know that I'm an etymologist by trade. And one of my favorite things to do on this radio show is to make up the titles. And, you know, it's an old saying, what's the best way to eat an elephant? One bite at a time. That's an example of chunks, right? And what we do as human beings is we chunk things. We can chunk things down, and we can chunk things up. And this week, I've been in a more of a teaching mode, and so I'm not going to apologize for that. But I'm going to tell you that because of that, sometimes it can be hard to be entertaining while you're teaching. And I like to be entertaining, and that's John's job. That's why he brings up the great music. That's why he has some great drops. Because we do want to make this, remember, our three key phrases, our three key outcomes, our three key principles are inspiration, education, and application. And this week, we've been doing a lot of education. You know, we talked about mind manipulation, how we manipulate things mentally, unconsciously, and consciously. We also, this week, talked about lots of different ways that we do that. And today, we're going to talk about chunks, which is another way that we do that. And why does this matter? Because if you're in the business of making a difference, then you have to be in the people business. See, I don't care what you do when you make money. We're all in the people business. Years ago, not today because I'm white, so Coca-Cola probably wouldn't use me because I'm white. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But years ago, I did a lot of work with Coca-Cola. And I remember one time one of the CFOs out of the Mid-Atlantic region out of Baltimore, he said, you know, Black, Coca-Cola is not in the sugar water business. Coca-Cola is in the people business. We just sell sugar water to make a difference. And that's so powerful because I don't care what field you're in. If you're going to live your life like it matters, if you're truly going to leave your legacy, leave your mark, you and I must be in the people business. And so that's why this is all important, because you and I are both people. When a male people meets a female people, then we have little people, right? And if you look in the mirror, you're a people, right? And so we got to be in the people business. And so if you're going to deal with people, you might want to know how they work. But before we get in the meat and taters, what I thought we'd do is start off with something we've been doing lately called Story Time with Mr. Black.
And now, Story Time with Mr. Black.
There was a rich merchant who had four wives. He loved the fourth wife the most and adorned her with rich robes and treated her to delicacies. He took great care of her and gave her nothing but the best. He also loved the third wife very much. He's very proud of her and always wanted to show her off to his friends. However, the merchant is always in great fear that she might run away with some other man. He too loved his second wife. She's a very considerate person, always patient, and in fact, is the merchant's confidant. Whenever the merchant faced some problems, he always turned to his second wife, and she would always help him out and tide him through difficult times. Now, the merchant's first wife is a very loyal partner and has made great contributions in maintaining his wealth and business, as well as taking care of the household. However, the merchant did not love the first wife, and although she loved him deeply, he hardly took notice of her. One day, the merchant fell ill, and before long, he knew that he was going to be dying soon. He thought of his luxurious life and told himself, "Now I have four wives with me, but when I die, I'll be alone. Oh, how lonely I will be." Thus, he asked the fourth wife, "I loved you most, endowed you with the finest clothing, showered great care over you. Now that I'm dying, will you follow me and keep my company?" "No way," replied the fourth wife, and she walked away without another word. The answer cut like a sharp knife right into the merchant's heart. The sad merchant then asked the third wife, "I have loved you so much for all my life. Now that I'm dying, will you follow me and keep me company?" "No," replied the third wife. "Life is so good over here. I'm going to remarry when you die." The merchant's heart sank and turned even colder. He then went to the second wife and asked her, "I always turned to you for help, and you've always helped me out. Now, I need your help again. When I die, will you follow me and keep me company?" "I'm sorry, I can't help you out this time," replied the second wife. "At the very most, I can only send you to your grave." The answer came like a bolt of thunder, and the merchant was devastated. Then a voice called out, "I'll leave with you. I'll follow you no matter where you go." The merchant looked up, and there was his first wife. She was so skinny, almost like she suffered from malnutrition. Greatly grieved, the merchant said, "I should have taken much better care of you while I could have." And ladies and gentlemen, we all have four wives in our lives. The fourth wife is our body. No matter how much time and effort we lavish making it look good, it will leave us when we die. Our third wife is our possessions, our status, our wealth. When we die, they all go to others. The second wife is our family and our friends. No matter how close they have been there for us when we're alive, the furthest they can stay by us is up to the grave. And the first wife is, in fact, our soul, our spirit, often neglected in our pursuit of material wealth and sensual pleasures. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what we do here at Like It Matters. We feed the whole person, mind, spirit, and body. And today, we're going to talk about that mind and how it works and how we create experience as well as the body. So I am Mr. Black. Today on Like It Matters Radio, we're talking about chucks, and we'll be right back.
Between the stimulus and the response, there is a space, and in that space is your power, your freedom, Dr. Viktor Frankl. In this unprecedented time of pandemics and confusion, our daily choices matter more, and they are more consequential. Times of challenge and opportunities require another set of eyes, a deeper understanding, a bigger picture, so we can live a life of purpose and passion like it matters. Mr. Black is excited to announce the release of his newest book, Way of the Warrior, a daily devotional, bringing hope and encouragement to be all that you were created to be. Each day, Mr. Black shares with you guidance from above that is educational, inspirational, and applicational. Access Mr. Black each day as he continues to help you raise your bar and become all you were created to be. Way of the Warrior daily devotional is now available in ebook and hardcover at likeitmatters.net. Regain and retain your power and your freedom. Order Way of the Warrior daily devotional and let God be your guide and Mr. Black your life caddy. Order today at likeitmatters.net.
Limitless access to liberty and truth. Listen to Freedom 1570 with our free app, your smart speaker at freedom1570.com or with iHeart, TuneIn, and radio.com. We live in the Twin Cities and defend liberty nationwide.
Are you missing pieces to the retirement puzzle? How would you even know? Tune in to this week's Money Matters with Al and Mike. They'll be discussing the most common missing pieces in your retirement efforts. You may be surprised to find out why they're so often overlooked. Al and Mike will help you sort out the pieces as you work to solve your retirement puzzle. Listen to Money Matters with Al and Mike, 9 a.m. Sunday on Freedom 1570, or call them now at 855-231-6010.
Join the Freedom Insider Club, and you could win a copy of our Regnery Book of the Month, The Cost of My Faith, How a Decision in My Cake Shop Took Me to the Supreme Court, by Jack Phillips. Register at freedom1570.com.
This is Scott Black of Like It Matters. As many of you know, I have been helping people to be the best they were created to be. COVID-19 has accelerated changes that I have been considering for some time now. Many more people need to receive the benefits of Leadership Awakening. Mental health in our communities is a real issue. We recently received our 501c3 nonprofit status with the emphasis of creating and delivering, taking back your power and your freedom to the least among us struggling with mental health issues. Please help us help others. You can save a marriage, save a business, or a life by supporting Like It Matters with your tax-deductible gifts. All gifts are needed, large, small, and everything in between. Please consider becoming a monthly partner at likeitmatters.net. Give today at likeitmatters.net. And by the way, Like It Matters Leadership Awakening classes will continue. Check out the schedule at likeitmatters.net as we build our training for those suffering from the challenges of poor mental health. God bless you.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees.
Oh yeah, does that bring back memories from the 80s, maybe 90s? I am Mr. Black, and you are listening to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, Like It Matters. Inspiration, education, and application. If you've been listening this week, good for you. And if you haven't, shame on you. No, I'm not in the shame business. But I will challenge you that if you want to be the best possible version of yourself, then you need to work on your noodle. You got to work on your noggin. We are unconscious creatures. And really, this week, I've been really talking more about that. I've been in a teaching mode on Like It Matters Radio this week. And by the way, today is Thursday. That means our new bi-weekly podcast is available. So wherever you listen to podcasts, if you would just search Living Life Like It Matters. And by the way, we're pretty active on Apple. Wherever you get your, if you listen to podcasts on Apples, just go right there. We're moving up the chat ladder, moving up the chain. And please listen to today's. I think you'll really enjoy it. It's a great conversation that I had with the chief of police of St. Cloud, Minnesota. A great conversation called Black and Blue. I think you'll be moved and inspired by it. So make sure you check out our bi-weekly podcast. So today we're talking about chunks. And I know it sounds weird. We labeled it chunky because I've loved the saying that the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time, right? You've probably also heard what yard by yard, life is hard, but inch by inch, it is a cinch, right? And both of those things refer to chunks, and we got to chunk things down. And so this week I have been teaching. Earlier, I talked about how we are conditioned. We are programmed people in a show called Mind Manipulation. And then I want to talk about anchors because we call them triggers today. But in our unconscious mind, we connect things. We connect A and B together. And so whenever A presents itself, B automatically comes. Or whenever B presents itself, A automatically comes. And those are what we call anchors. And that's a show that we called Anchors Away. And all this is happening at the unconscious mind. And today, we're talking about chunky. Because really the key to helping people is to understand the chunks that they're dealing with. And it all depends on what your outcome is. One outcome, you could maybe want to chunk things up. But with a different outcome, you might want to chunk things down. And we're going to talk about that today. And it's hard when I'm dealing with about a 45-minute show with breaks in between, you know, about 48 minutes technically of content. It's hard to get deep in meat and taters, right? But I like to cover it so you have an understanding of it. But it does not replace what I do in my 2.5-day classes. And so go to likeitmatters.net because in 2.5 days, in a classroom environment that is very intensive, you not only learn this stuff, you live this stuff. Practical application, what we call powerful, in the fire learning, if you will. And I have a way to teach people that it sticks with them. It sticks with them at the cellular level. So whether it be a year from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, people remember. And so you can read about that at likeitmatters.net. Matter of fact, next weekend, I will be in class. Let me share with you quickly a testimonial letter. It's from a young 21-year-old woman went through my class a few weeks back. She was actually on the show with me, radio show, a couple weeks back after her class talking about the impact it had. But let me read what she wrote to me. She sent this to me yesterday. She said, I agreed to attend the Leadership Awakening class months before it was scheduled. When I first signed up, I was at a low point in my life. I had stopped caring. I was not living by the morals I had been raised with, and was no longer willing to fight for myself. But miraculously, I have come to see that God is fighting for us, even if we no longer want to fight for ourselves. 2 days before attending Leadership Awakening with Mr. Black, I reached rock bottom. I was up all night praying, please God, help me. Little did I know, he had already answered my prayers months ago when a close friend had asked me to sign up for the Leadership Awakening class that Mr. Black offers. Those 2 days I spent in class were life-altering. Every piece of information taught is valuable. I am able to carry myself differently now because I now know my worth and my value. I understand how much power our minds have over our situations and thoughts. I know how to handle myself in a way I have never been able to up until now, and it has made a phenomenal difference in my life. After class, I was fortunate enough to have 2 private life caddy sessions with Mr. Black, and those 2 sessions were the icing on the cake. I was able to take what I learned in class and dive deeper into healing for myself and my past traumas. The knowledge I learned from Mr. Black could not have come at a better time for me. I am graduating with my bachelor's this month and am attending graduate school in the fall. I desperately needed the changes and the growth I experienced, and God knew this. I feel prepared to handle myself as I move on to a new experience. I encourage whoever is reading this to trust God's voice, whether it comes in the form of an email, a podcast, a blog, or the words of a friend. Trust who sent you. Trust the process. Trust Mr. Black, and fully commit to changing your personal and business life. I opened my heart to Leadership Awakening class. I fully committed to soaking up all the knowledge I have, and I have 0 regrets. I wake up every day now in a new world, ready to stand by God and seize the day. Something I never thought possible for myself, !! That same change is possible for you too. You just need to reach out and take the leap of faith. Stunning. And thank you so much, Olivia, for that beautiful, beautiful testimonial. And the reason I read that is I want you to know that's what I've been doing for 30 years. I have a very unique approach. I know how the mind works. I know how the mind and body works together. This is my background. I'm a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming. And we talk about that. NLP is a science of how the brain codes learning and experience. This coding affects all communication behavior. It affects how you learn, how you experience the world around you, and it is the key to reaching and achieving excellence. It really is the study of structure, if you will, of subjective experience. NLP is about distinction, organization. How do you organize stuff? And that's what we're going to talk about today. Because when someone comes to see me, it's kind of like going to a doctor's office, you know, where they fill out that big questionnaire, but I don't have you fill out a big questionnaire. I just know how to ask the right questions. See, part of being a leader is learning to ask the right questions. Because when you ask the right questions, you get the right answers. And that's really what chunking's about. And by the way, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, has interesting roots, very liberal. It was the Berkeley crowd of the 70s. Matter of fact, I got this online here from pocketbook.co.uk. So this is out of Britain. And it says, John Grinder and Richard Bandler, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. John Grinder and Richard Bandler are credited as the co-founders of NLP. This is a basket of behavioral, therapeutic, and influencing techniques that comes in and out of fashion in the organizational world. However, in the self-help world, its ups and downs are less pronounced. It has continually received accolades and steadily grown in influence because it works. That's why. And remember, we are a three-part being, but those three parts are integrated and they work together. They're interdependent, if you will. And I say this over and over because the mother of success is repetition. If you're a good leader, you're programming people. If you're a good leader, you are building people. If you're a good leader, you are educating people. If you're a good leader, you're removing confusion. See, the enemy's number one weapon formed against us is confusion. And because we're unconscious creatures, remember, we only function about 3 to 5% in the conscious level of our mind. We only use about 3 to 5% of our mind consciously. The rest is unconscious. And so you got to realize, even someone like me who's self-actualized, who's really working to be the best me every single day, at the most, it's said I might use 12% of my brain consciously. And so a majority of what's happening in our lives is unconscious. Why do you think most people say they're going to change but never change? Because consciously they want to change, but the problem is the programming that's making them do what they do is at the unconscious level. And because it's unconscious, people don't know it's there. Don't you get the whole definition of unconscious? It's not knowing, right? There are four levels of learning. This is from NLP. There's unconscious incompetence. In other words, where you don't know what you don't know. And the next level is now conscious incompetence. Now you know that you don't know. The third level, which is the one that we should reside in most often, is conscious competence, where you know what you know. Because how can you teach somebody else if you don't know what you know? Which actually is the fourth level learning. Unconscious competence, where you're so good at something that you don't know how good you are. You know, the best widget makers do not make the best widget managers. See, a lot of people are so good at something that they don't know how good they are. I had a friend one time tell me, you know, Black, I've forgotten more than you know. And he was right, because he was 30 years my senior and a very successful man. And he had gotten so good at what he did that it was unconscious. It's kind of like we've all driven home before without realizing how we drove home. but we stopped at all the stops. We turned at all the turns, and we wound up right in our house, or right outside of our house, hopefully. And we wonder, how did we get there? Why? Because consciously, we were somewhere else, but unconsciously, our body was running the ship. So today on Like It Matters Radio, we're talking about Chunky, and we'll be right back.
What can you do in 48 hours that changes your life? Like It Matters Leadership Awakening. Listen to this 22-year law enforcement veteran with PTSD compare Leadership Awakening to other training he's received.
You focus on the individual. I think you kind of answered the why question, whereas a lot of the other programs that are out there, I don't want to say they put a Band-Aid on it, but they don't do a very good job of going into the why. And, you know, why am I doing this? Why is my brain revert back to the images? You know, why do I get depressed? And like you said, right, it's a choice.
48 hours. Give Mr. Black and Leadership Awakening just 48 hours, and it will change the course of your life. Go to likeitmatters.net and click on Schedule for Leadership Awakening near you. That's likeitmatters.net. Just click on Schedule. Leadership Awakening, where 48 hours will change your life.
With the extreme weather changes in Minnesota, it can be very unpleasant when the windows in your house begin to fail. But what's even more unpleasant is the three long-winded, high-pressure sales calls you need to sit through to get multiple bids. They tell you their window is the best and all the rest are no good, and hey, I'll throw in a free window if we can write this up tonight. I'm Ryan from My Three Quotes. What if I told you you could get competitive bids from three high-rated local contractors on any window brand after only one short meeting with me? The process is simple. I'll stop by to measure the windows and we'll talk options. Whether it's vinyl, wood, composite, or fiberglass, we'll come up with a job scope that fits your house and your style. And you'll receive the quotes within a week. If you've already had some window bids and were floored by the price, call me. As you'll see from my reviews, my quotes can come in thousands less than others for the exact same window. If you decide to move forward, I'll come back to write up the order and do a walkthrough when it's done. And yes, this service is free. So hop online and visit My Three Quotes to set up an appointment. That's the number three, My Three Quotes.
This is Scott Black of Like It Matters. As many of you know, I have been helping people to be the best they were created to be. COVID-19 has accelerated changes that I have been considering for some time now. Many more people need to receive the benefits of Leadership Awakening. Mental health in our communities is a real issue. We recently received our 501c3 nonprofit status with the emphasis of creating and delivering, taking back your power and your freedom to the least among us struggling with mental health issues. Please help us help others. You can save a marriage, save a business, or a life by supporting Like It Matters with your tax-deductible gifts. All gifts are needed, large, small, and everything in between. Please consider becoming a monthly partner at likeitmatters.net. Give today at likeitmatters.net. And by the way, Like It Matters Leadership Awakening classes will continue. Check out the schedule at likeitmatters.net as we build our training for those suffering from the challenges of poor mental health. God bless you.
Some folk feel like this, some folk feel like that, but the way I'm built, don't you call me fat, because I'm built for comfort, I'm built for speed.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, Like It Matters. Inspiration, education, application. And I think John was inferring that I'm chunky. I think that's what that whole drop was about there. But yeah, I am a little chunky. A little bit of COVID-19 weight. And hopefully, God willing, Deo Valente, I will get rid of it. But today, when we're talking about chunky, we're not talking about the size of Mr. Black. What we're doing is we're talking about the size of the language pattern. Dr. William Marston in 1922-23 wrote a book called The Emotions of Normal People. I love that title because you know what normal is? Normal is a setting on your washing machine, on your dryer. And yet everybody wants to be normal. That's why we hide. That's why we pretend. That's why we live in denial. That's why we do a lot of things we do, because we just want to get along. Can't we all just get along, right? And so Dr. William Marston, who many consider the father of adult learning, he's also the creator of Wonder Woman, by the way. It's pretty cool, huh? And he created the first lie detector test. I'm pretty sure that was Marston as well. But in the book called The Emotions of Normal People, by the way, where he introduced the DISC concept, if you're familiar with psychometrics, I should say, the DISC behavioral profile, D-I-S-C, Dr. Marston was one of the preliminaries on that as well. And what he says in that book, he said that adults learn in chunks of information. Now, remember, NLP was formed in the 1970s. It was, quote, founded in the 1970s. So I'm talking about 1920s. This is 50 years earlier. Dr. William Marston realized that adults learned in chunks of information. At the time, he said 7 ± 2. And a chunk of information could be nuclear biology. It could be remembering your boss's wife's name or husband's name at a party. It could be, that's what it is. It's a chunk. The size really doesn't matter. You can only have 7 ± 2 chunks at a time. And the example I always give is the alphabet, right? See, we did not learn it as 26 separate letters. It was chunked. It was put into one thing. And you know what that thing is? It's called a song, right? You remember the song, don't you? Let's sing along with me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, right? Right? And when our kids, you know, I'm the father of four children, and when my kids, you know, were in kindergarten or preschool, right, they'd get the little homework, and then they're learning the alphabet, and then they would say, what letter comes after G, right? And how, parents, did we help them figure out what letter came after G? Well, that's easy. We would start singing the song, right? And we'd say, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right? And then we wait for the letter, H, right? That's right, H comes after G, right? Yeah. And by the way, just a side note here, I like to do side notes, everything's connected to me. That pattern, A, B, C, D, think about it. Mary, Mary, right? Right? Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Mary had a little lamb. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Did you hear that? This is how powerful our minds is. Our minds is. That's good. It's a pattern. We are pattern creatures. That's the key. And the key to life is to understand your patterns. Because the reason you're getting what you're getting today is because of the patterns in your life. And that's where Einstein's quote on insanity comes in very useful, and it's understandable. The definition of insanity, he said, was doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. He said, logical. That's just crazy. In other words, what he defined as crazy is running the same pattern, right? But expecting a different outcome. That's what he says is crazy. And so part of NLP for me is I see patterns. And when we can see the patterns when we're helping somebody else, we can then take those patterns, because they're not consciously aware of them, and present them to them so that they know this is why they're getting what they're getting. So if they don't like what they're getting, then we need to do a different pattern. And that was what the testimonial letter from Olivia was about. Olivia had gotten in some really bad patterns. It was unconscious. She didn't mean to. She just started doing things. See, that's what a habit is. Remember, in our unconscious brain, we have this piece. It's called the basal ganglia. And so a bunch of neurons, a bunch of nerve cells, a bunch of clumps of activity, if you will. And its number one job is to get you in a habit. Did you hear me? It is the habit center of the unconscious brain. Why? I told you why. Because we only use 3 to 5% of our brain consciously. That part is to be used for those important decisions that sustain life. And the rest of it is on autopilot. We were made to function on autopilot. This machinery called the human body works well at the unconscious level on autopilot. But as I tell my students all the time, if you'll actually get out of the passenger seat and take it off autopilot and get in the driver's seat, you can drive a lot better. You can accomplish a lot more. And so Dr. Marston taught us 50 years before the even understanding of NLP was that we learn in chunks of information. Now, at the time, it was 7 plus or minus 2. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not. We are far more simple-minded than before. We now have computers that do everything for us. We now have AI that do everything for us. And although it might be convenient, it's making us dumber. I mean, we can still Google. We can still search. We can still find answers. But the problem is we don't run the patterns anymore. We don't run the processes that help us find the information. And eventually what you're doing is you're losing your noodle, right? It's a brain. It's a muscle. And it's the one organ in our body that never has to deteriorate. But remember, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. It's called atrophy. And there's no reason for us to be losing our mental acuity. I mean, if you think about Alzheimer's and stuff like that, that was never known 100 years ago in the 1920s. Yeah, we still had mental illness, but not to the degree that we have it today. And again, I'm not going to go into the whys of that, but I have a lot of reasons why. And so we got to keep it simple, soldier. Remember, the number one weapon formed against any leader is confusion. Because when we're confused, we don't speak up. When we're confused, we don't step out. When we're confused, we don't stand up. Parents are confused. We don't know what's allowable, what's not allowable. We don't know if we're supposed to be a man or a woman. We don't know what bathroom we're supposed to use. We don't know how we can discipline our kids or not discipline our kids. We don't know if we can go to work today. We don't know if we can breathe the air without some stupid mask that's making us breathe in our waste. I mean, you don't see the confusion? And on the spiritual level, this confusion is always a byproduct of the devil. I mean, God's a God of clarity. God's a God of light. If you look at Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then you read Genesis 1:2, it says the earth was void and formless, without form. And so there's something that happened between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. It's called the gap theory. Look it up. Look it up, Barnhouse. I think it's Barnhouse's last name. He wrote a book in the 60s called The Invisible War, I think it is. And he talks about what happened between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2, which could be a millennial of time. And so you got to realize, you got to keep it simple, soldier, because when we're confused, we don't accomplish things. So you want to keep it in chunks. If you look at what we teach you, I teach there are three steps to becoming your dream. Want it, create it, live it. Not 28, not 15. I teach that there are four C's of leadership: commitment, clear vision, communication, and consensus. And once those four are in place, then you add the fifth C, which is consistency. Think about that. The military, they have the six P's of preparedness, right? Proper preparation prevents piss poor performance. So you got to keep it in chunkable sizes, because people won't remember. You're not going to remember 21 irrefutable laws of leadership. Now, I like Maxwell. It's a great book. I couldn't give you any of them, and I read it years ago. Or even Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I could probably recite 4 of them off the top of my head, but not all 7. And so we got to keep it simple, soldier. And so a lot of people, what we do is we chunk things. You know, even as we're taking information, we have 30 to 60,000 thoughts per day. We have millions of bits of information that come each day. And so what God did is God created filters. I call them the three filters of miscommunication: deletions, distortions, and generalizations. Autism is those filters are shut off. And so we're getting too much information is overwhelming. How to know this is because this is how a leader helps people move beyond stuck. Because when someone's stuck that works under you or works with you and you want to help them out, then what you got to do is bring some clarity. And that's what the language patterns are about. So I'm Mr. Black, and we'll be right back.
Use your head, man.
We are all in the construction business, constructing memories, relationships, new ideas, and a legacy that will outlive us. Life is best imagined as a construction project.
Hey, can we get that backhoe over here?
At Like It Matters, we craft tools and teach you how to use them. Mr. Black has a bevy of tools to help you build your life into your dream. One of those tools is individual life counseling. The best analogy is a life caddy, because sometimes you just need another set of eyes. A second tool, books by Mr. Black, always opening up your mind. Third, workshops, where we teach people how they work and how to function at a higher level. And don't forget the daily radio show, Like It Matters, at 11 a.m. on Freedom 1570.
Nice job. That's it for today. Wrap it up.
Contact Mr. Black at mr.black@likeitmatters.net. Building a better you today. Likeitmatters.net. Helping people live their lives like they matter. That's mr.black@likeitmatters.net. Discover the tools to build your relationships, your vision, and your life.
Cool voiceover. Zany sound effect.
Okay, we were going to write a flashy promo about streaming us on radio.com. But considering how easy it is to do, we'll just keep it simple, too. Listen to Freedom 1570 on the radio.com app.
Get that Rack Shack attack, Rack Shack barbecue.
Pick it up or take it out, RackShackToGo.com or RackShackDelivery.com. It's so easy. Hey, you've been working hard. Half the staff is gone and your crew needs a lift. Go to RackShackToGo.com for pickup or RackShackDelivery.com and we'll bring it out to you.
It's America's food and the right thing to do. Get that Rack Shack attack, Rack Shack barbecue.
Salem Surround partners with your business to deliver custom digital marketing solutions. Surround your target audience wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review to keep your business top of mind. Learn more at minneapolis.salemsurround.com.
When I attended the Leadership Awakening workshop, I didn't know what to expect, but I was open. The tools taught at Leadership Awakening helped me discover things about myself that were holding me back from being all God created me to be. Providential? That word coins these life-changing classes because I now realize there are works God has already created for me to walk in, and these workshops helped me to see this more clearly. I received practical insights that I am already applying to be a more focused businesswoman, influential mom to my two teenagers, an 8.5-year-old son, and patient and passionate wife. I got rid of a lot of clutter in my head. BS, they call it, belief systems that were not serving me. If you want to know what it means to empower others instead of trying to control them, if you want to build a productive team in 2 days, if you want to press the reset button in your life and give yourself a fresh new beginning, then do yourself and your family a favor and attend the next Leadership Awakening. It's time the giant in you comes alive.
Leadership Awakening is coming to a location near you. Details at likeitmatters.net. That's likeitmatters.net.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, Like It Matters, inspiration, education, and application. I am Mr. Black, and today we're teaching you how you work. See, that's what's so cool about what we do and all of our stuff that we do. I'm an educator. I teach you how you work. And we have four things that we do for you. We're like a four-legged stool. We have our leadership training at likeitmatters.net, 2.5-day intensives where I teach you and give you practical application. We have this radio show that's daily, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, Like It Matters Radio. And if you miss any of this radio show, by the way, go to our website, likeitmattersradio.com, and you can listen to them in podcast form, many archive messages. And then we have our new podcast, bi-weekly, Living Life Like It Matters. Wherever you listen to podcasts, just search for Living Life Like It Matters. And then for the spiritual side of you, for the godly part, we have wayofwarrior.blog. Wayofwarrior.blog. If you go to that website, go to the very bottom of my latest post, you'll see a button that says follow. Today we're talking about chunks. And really what it comes down to is there are two language patterns, and people don't even realize it's going on. And so this is from a good article I got from globalnlptrading.com. I think it's out of UK. And it says the difference between learning the Milton model and the Meta model, which are the two language patterns. In NLP, there are two language patterns. One is called the Milton model, and one is called the Meta model. The Meta model is where you pare something down. See, this, I use the Meta model a lot when I'm doing counseling, when I'm doing one-on-one coaching. Because a lot of people don't know what they want. They can give you a list of things they don't want. You know, I don't want to be yelled at. I don't want to be in a dead-end marriage. I don't want my spouse to cheat on me. I don't want to be sad. And the problem is, but they don't know what they want. And so a lot of times, it might take me one or two sessions even to get them to what they want, because all they know is what they don't want. And why does that matter? Because in our unconscious brain, we have, I don't know what you'd call it, it's a stem called the reticular activating system, RAS, the RAS. And the RAS is the brain's focal center, and it's at the unconscious level. And whatever you set the RAS to, it sees more of. And the problem with the RAS is it does not pick up negative programming. And so when you focus on what you don't want, you actually move in that direction. It's kind of like if you had a car inside of a building or even outside of a building and you were backing up a car and you did not want to hit something. Think about this. If you're backing up a vehicle and there's something behind you that you do not want to hit, remember, you don't want to hit it, what must you keep your field of vision on at all times? Right. It's that thing. And that's how your RAS works. In order to not do something, it actually must focus on it. And because the good Lord made you the way he made you, in other words, the good Lord put the eyes in the front of your face. You know why? Because you look in the direction of your focus, and I'm sorry, you move in the direction of your focus, and you focus in the direction of your movement. That's really why the RAS does what it does. And so the meta model is a set of questions which allow what is unconscious to become conscious. What isn't presented by another person to be revealed, because a lot of things are happening at the unconscious communication level. So when we communicate, we filter out information. Remember I talked about deletions, distortions, generalizations to make the conversation less lengthy and allow us to basically not be overwhelmed, and it allows us to facilitate things. The problem is we create a lot of ambiguity in this way, right? There's communication problems. And what we do, because a lot of times when there's dis-ease, right? Think about the word disease. Disease, whether you're talking about mental or physical, it's dis-ease. Something's out of rapport. It's not connecting. And so part of my job when I'm working with someone is to help them figure out what is going on that they don't like, help them figure out what they do like. But the third thing is really most important. How are they doing what they're doing that's getting them what they don't like? Remember, in transactional analysis, Dr. Eric Burns says that there's a stimulus and a response. The stimulus does not dictate the response. What happens is our mind is six times faster than we can talk. And so when someone says something or does something, we go to our past. We don't respond to that, what they're saying or doing. Because the mind is six times faster, we go to what we know. We go to our past. We see something from our past, or we hear something from our past, or we feel something from our past. And then based on that, we respond. So we're not really responding to what that person said or did to us. Technically, we're responding to our narrative about what they said or did to us, about why they said what they did. That's why in this all this racial stuff where you got all these people now that are so racist, they're racist against white people because they want to put meaning on everything. Everything that happens to someone of color solely happens because they're color. It's just stunning. But yet all their success is all their own doing. But every single problem, every single struggle, every single thing that was unfair in their life solely happened because they're black. That is such a ripoff. That is such a way to cheat people. I mean, if you never learn from your mistakes, how do you ever get better? And if everything else that's bad that's happened to you is everybody else's fault, how do you ever fix it? I mean, this is why this is so asinine. This is why it's so damaging to an entire group of people. You're basically making an entire group of people victims where they'll never grow. And so in NLP, you got the meta model, where you got to pare it down, get deeper. Do you find the deeper meaning? What's really going on? And I use the Milton model, where I want to take people unguided towards their mind. Because remember, everything we've ever experienced in our life is stored. But it's stored at the unconscious level. And so sometimes I've got to help people go. Some of you would call it hypnosis. It's not hypnosis. It's basically guided meditation. And all we're doing is help them clear their conscious mind so that they can tap in their unconscious mind. Because everything we've ever experienced is stored in our unconscious mind. Whether you realize it or not, remember it or not, doesn't matter. That's why you can tap into lost memories or hidden memories, because it's all stored in your unconscious mind. You just weren't conscious enough to know it. And so what I do using Milton language is I clear the conscious mind and then take people back to certain moments in time to in their unconscious mind, because everything we've ever experienced is stored. And there's only one way that anything is ever codified, ever stored, and it's the five senses. Every single thing you've ever experienced, whether it's conscious or not, is stored in your brain. And it's stored, it's codified in the five senses. What you saw, what you heard, what you felt, and if possible, what you smelt and tasted. Deja vu is nothing more than those five coordinates equaling five coordinates you're experiencing right now. Remember longitude, latitude? If you got a pilot who knows what they're doing, they can find any place in the world with those two coordinates. Well, in experience, there are five coordinates. And you could recreate any experience, good or bad, just by mapping across and tapping in to how those five senses have been coded. That's all how it works. And so the Milton model is very vague language. When, matter of fact, when cleanly applied, it will induce a hypnotic state. Now, again, please beware. When we drive home after work, but we don't consciously remember, we're technically in a self-induced trance. I mean, have you ever been talking to someone and they're right next to you and you go and you talk to them and they ignore you like you're not there? And I'm like, hello, I'm sorry, I was somewhere else. And they tell you they were somewhere else. No, you're not, you're right here, I touched you. But what they meant is they were technically in a self-induced trance. They were someplace else in a moment of time. That's how we drive home without realizing how we drive home. But we stop at all the stops, we turn at all the turns, and then we wind up in our house. But yet consciously, we weren't even aware of it. And it's like a continuum line, if you will. The best way to look at both language patterns is as opposites of a continuum. On one side, you have the meta model with complete specificity and conscious awareness. A hyper-alert brain wave is a result. It is the opposite of a trance. On the other side is the Milton model with complete ambiguity and vagueness, which allows brain waves to lower into a state of trance to go unconscious so we can start working at the unconscious mind. And this is some of the techniques that I can use to help you become who you're supposed to be. So if you want to truly become the best possible you, listen to this radio show for an hour a day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. And go to likeitmatters.net. Put yourself in one of my 2.5-day trainings. I promise you it'll change your life, something you'll never forget. I am Mr. Black. You are under construction on the Like It Matters radio network. My goal is to help you become more hopeful about your future and remind you, when you live your life like it matters, it does.